Christians and the media and Christians. So many angles on this. Who better to talk to than a woman of God who is a former track star, a mom, a wife, a high-level media person, and an author, and she's with us right now on Truth Talk, Jill Osborne, the author of Accessing the Media, How to Get Good Press. I like the sound of that, Jill. Good to have you on Truth Talk.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
This is cool, and it's cool that our pastor, Rob Peters, wrote the foreword
right
to this book, and which is kind of cool. You see a book about media, but then like a pastor writes the foreword. So that tips you off that this young lady here could be someone of faith.
Right.
So right out of the gate, tell us about is having faith in Christ, is that opposite or is that compatible with being in the media?
Well, let's start actually with Pastor Rob, because what happened was I had people come to me and ask me for help and how to access the media. And I wasn't really sure if this was a book that I should put out there, because I didn't want to help necessarily people who had negative stories. I wanted to help people who had positive stories, and I didn't really want it to get into the wrong hands. And I did keep praying about it. And then one sermon Pastor Rob had was about, you know, our responsibility as citizens to go out and vote, and leaders have a moral compass that they have to follow through Christ. And so for whatever reason, that sermon really touched me, and I thought, I need to write this book, because there's so many good people out there who need to access the media but aren't really sure how to. Yeah. And so after that, I started to write some notes down, and I had a state politician who had asked me for advice, and I saw him just take these copious notes, and he literally showed me 3 pages of notes that he had taken on how to access the media. And he asked me to volunteer for his campaign after that, and I said, no, I think I'll pass. But I took a leap of faith and decided to write a book instead, which is almost an impossible feat.
Wow.
But what happened was, is once I started, I could not stop writing. Mm. I started to put notes down on napkins, receipts, in my phone, anywhere and everywhere, because I did not want to leave information out. And Dr. Gary Chapman, actually, who wrote The 5 Love Languages, he told me, you know you're on to something good when you cannot stop the ideas flowing in.
Wow. So you just kept writing. And it's interesting how your faith intersected with all this. Can you talk a little bit about who is Jill Osborne? Who, you know, how did you come into this, read this book? And I love that fact of, and that's what Truth Network's all about, is we're, you know, engaging the culture. And we're on all kinds of wonderful stations and affiliates that carry this program, Truth Talk Weekend, Truth Talk Live. We've been on the air for, goodness, nearly 20 years doing this. But I was going to just think through with you, Christians, so often they cower, they criticize. They say, oh, that's fake news. Oh, those guys are leftists. Oh, they're socialists. And yet, what you're saying, hey, just dive right in. Just go head first. And that's what you did as a believer out of college.
Right. And the thing is, too, one of the things I talk about in the book is how reporters, journalists, producers, they're humans. And a lot of people think that interacting with the news or radio or TV or reporters are taboo and they're out to get you. But that's not true. And some of the best stories are from reporters who have felt the emotion of the story because of that connection. And so the book is really about creating a relationship of reciprocity and, you know, working with the press as opposed to thinking that they're out to get you.
Mm.
And, you know, God really has opened doors for me on this one, because I ended up landing one of the top 12 publishers in New York through a cold call. And I didn't think that it was possible, but I did keep praying about it. And in fact, one of them called me back. And my editor actually was the one who worked with Hollywood director Oliver Stone to write the movie Snowden before the movie came out, Snowden, about Edward Snowden. Mm-hmm. And so that was just amazing. And then another door that got open for me with this book was it's going to be sold in airports around the country. We're talking Denver, LaGuardia, Chicago, LAX. And I was told by my publisher that it's nearly impossible to get into airports because it's such – they sell such a limited amount of books, and because everything's newspaper, magazines.
Sure. I thought you said because of all the security and all the metal detectors and all that, but you're talking about a different kind of get
there, right?
Okay. I just had to check that.
So basically, they so I researched who there's two groups who sell to airports, and I researched and found which person I had a connection with, and then I sent the proposal letter to them. And they're the ones who got back to me and said, kidding. We'll put you in airports. So, you know, I feel like, again, how can you not say that's a God thing when there's so many things that I've been told are nearly impossible, and yet these doors are opening. I feel like there's a reason I'm supposed to get this book out. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm hoping that it's to help other good people get their stories out.
Yeah, and so let me ask you about that. Tell me about your faith and kind of your journey to Christ and, like, how that has driven this, and here the Lord is raised you up
right
to be someone in this critical space, be a thought leader in the area of media.
Right. And, well, so I was in broadcasting before, and then once I had my son, I got into writing about people who are go above and beyond in the community, who need recognition but don't always get recognition. And there, a lot of those folks talk about their faith and how God is so, he has his hand in everything. And so I loved being able to share those stories. And then something happened to me last Christmas, or no, two Christmases ago, 2017, or 16, I mean, I had two ovarian cysts, and they weren't sure if they were cancerous or not. And so I remember sitting in the doctor's office, and he was telling me I was going to have to go to an oncologist and have surgery to remove this. And, and you know, the first thing I thought of is, God, why am I going through this? And the first thing that came to mind was not, oh, go spend more time with your family. Because I'm a mom, a stay-at-home mom. I have no regrets about that. The first thing I thought was, go finish your book. Go finish your book. And, you know, you hear these voices in your head and you think, oh, is this me just talking to myself? Or is this, you know, God talking to me? Mm-hmm. And whatever it was, that was what I had in my mind. And, you know, God has, he keeps showing me little signs and signals, you know, when I will pray to him about this book and whether I should, you know, take the leap of faith on it or not. I would all of a sudden see a cross, whether it was, you know, like the clouds in the sky you know, just seeing a fence and noticing a cross in that or whatever it may be. So I feel like he's definitely giving me little signs along the way. And I honestly feel a little bit bad for God because I'm probably the person who prays too much, and he's like, really, Jill, you again?
Well, no, but that's neat to see how you sought him out and all these things happened in your family, unexpected things and all that, and then suddenly he's opened doors. And you were telling me off the air how the Lord opened the door with the different publishers and how you got, you know, to be published is very significant. And then also to have this kind of influence where you have people that, and the summary in the back is really fascinating, talks about perfect for politicians, business leaders, lobbyists, and media junkies. This reference provides an insider's look at how the modern newsroom works, detailing their different roles of reporters, editors, and producers. So you're helping people figure this media thing out.
Right.
And so pastors, how do you articulate? You know, in the foreword, Pastor Rob talks about how he said something very positive the media took and they spun it, you know, as they can do. To be negative. And so really pastors and anyone connected to the media, even young people like our newest Truth Warrior intern, my daughter Joy, who's in the studio filming, who's going to be asking you a question in just a second. Joy, get ready. You're trying to help people really think through this and navigate kind of what could be a great adventure, but also could be fraught with landmines.
Right. And that's, I talk about that too, and how Not everything in life is perfect. So you can pitch a story to the media, the best story ever, and then that day there may be breaking news and they won't cover it. Or they may take something that you say and twist it around. So nothing in this world can be 100% all the time. But, you know, one of the other things is you talked about some of the people that will benefit from this. And another group are charities. Susan Stevens, who's a portion of the proceeds are going to her. She's trying to fight the opioid epidemic. And when she lost her daughter in January 2018, she came to me and said, I really need your help accessing the media because I want to get out there and talk about how to save other lives.
Wow.
And so she was able to get on WXII, Fox 8, in the newspapers. And so that has been really joyful for me. And again, that's how I feel why God is bringing this to me and putting it in my lap is to help other people access the media who will have a huge influence on other people.
Wow. So a lot of influence, a lot of more to talk about. We're going to put you in the hot seat when we come back and ask you how a person of faith should respond in the media, perhaps the newspaper, perhaps as a pastor with a microphone and a camera in his face when something like 9/11 happens and some of these shootings and other things. How do you respond in grace, but how do you articulate Christ's redemptive truth, the gospel, when you're put in the hot seat, whether you're a pastor or a politician? And we'll have a question from our newest Truth War intern, my daughter Joy, a rising young person in media, Joy. So be ready with your question. When we come back, hang on, folks, more with Jill Osborne, the author of Accessing the Media, How to Get Good Press, when we come back on Truth Talk Weekend. Hang on.